So Krishna is God, he has created everyone. So why has he given some people good mindset, some people cruel mindset? It is not exactly that Krishna has given. It is more that we have chosen and cultivated by our own actions. So here, let's look at it from a this life perspective. Say parents might have two twins and they are genetically similar, their upbringing is similar, but still one twin might become a very respectable, upstanding person, the other person might become resentful, sullen, disagreeable. Now we could say there's nothing external over there. It was different, their upbringing was different, their parentage was different. Every one of us makes choices. And our disposition is shaped by our choices. Every action that we do, it has not only an external reaction, it also has an internal component to it. And that is, every action forms an impression within. And every impression comes off as a proposition later. That means each time I do something, the next time I have that situation, I will be prompted to do it again. Say, nobody is born an alcoholic. But they drink once, twice, thrice. And what happens? That action creates an impression. And the deeper the impression, then the stronger comes the proposition. So, now, you can extend this framework backward. Backward means to before this life. Just as two twins, they by their actions chose particular impressions and they developed particular dispositions. Although most of the things about them were identical. So similarly, the kind of disposition that we get at birth. So it is true that we do get sometimes some disposition at birth itself. Even among, if you have multiple children, you will see each child is a different personality. So some children, all children cry. But some children cry in a way, it appears that they're going to bring the whole house down by their crying. So, now where does this come from? The personality of the child may be very, in a small way, expressed in infancy or childhood. But still, it's there. So, that comes from the previous life's actions. So, those who have chosen to act virtuously in previous life will be born with a virtuous inclination in this life. And those who have acted not impiously in their previous lives, they will be born with that kind of inclination. But the important thing is, whatever we have done in the past, that comes only as a proposition. It doesn't come as a imposition. The past can impel us. That means it pushes us. It can't compel us. When it pushes, we can counter push. We can counter push, and that is where our free will comes in. So these three factors, our past life actions, our past life actions come as a birth characteristics, then our upbringing, and our present association. All these, they push us to act in particular ways, but we have free will. And if we use our free will, we have counter push. And our power to counter push can be increased by bhakti, by divine grace. And not only that, the power of divine grace can do two things. One is, it increases our power to counter push. And secondly, it also decreases the power of these forces. So, spiritual growth happens in both ways. See, when we come in spiritual programs like this, we try to practice bhakti. What are we doing? None of us can change our past life impressions. We can't change our upbringing. But our association we can change. The association itself is also a positive influence. But by coming over here, coming for spiritual programs like this, our intelligence gets stronger. Our capacity to use our free will to push against the inclement forces becomes strong. And if we continuously practice bhakti, and gradually that purification decreases those counter forces also. Those unhealthy forces within us. And that's how nobody is irredeemable. Nobody is so so evil that they cannot be saved, they cannot be transformed. But depending on the kind of conditions, different people may require different amounts of time. Okay? Thank you.